this is a tax-exempt group. The donors to this group do not have to disclose themselves. The group does not have to disclose its donors. IRS rules say that it can get involved in campaigns as long as it's to promote social welfare and gets into issues and things like that. Where some groups have a problem with what Rove's group is doing is the fact that they've already produced several ads attacking Democratic Senate candidates. They're going to be producing several more in the next month going up to the midterms, and they've spent tens of millions of dollars doing it. I guess what the fundamental beef here is these critics say that, you know, as a tax-exempt group that does not have to disclose its donors, it's not supposed to get involved this directly in advocating for one candidate or against another. Hmm. Although, you know, we did speak to people in Karl Rove's group, and they say that's, you know, that's, we are absolutely abiding by every law. We know the laws very well, and we're following them carefully. But two groups have already written a letter to the IRS asking the IRS to investigate this. We were told by the IRS that they won't comment on any of this or whether they'll investigate Rove's group or not. But it certainly does raise a lot of questions about, you know, just how freely a lot of groups now, nonprofits and others, can spend on the campaigns. Some of this harkens back to the Supreme Court ruling, which really eased some of the restrictions on how corporations can spend on campaigns, how other donors can spend, and how nonprofits can spend.
The odd thing about the story is, number one, as you said, these folks should know the laws better than anybody, but also it doesn't seem like it's that hard to be a group that, I mean, there's all these groups out there that do ads all the time, and why not just do that and be done with it?
Right, and you know, some of these ads, look, some of them are thinly veiled that will imply that you should vote for this person's opponent, let's say.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at some of the ads that this group has produced, they're clearly going after some Senate candidates on their record and on what they've said in the past. We aired one where it's really attacking Robin Carnahan, the Democratic Senate candidate from Missouri. And so the candidates themselves aren't producing this, so they're covered. And the groups that do produce it, again, say that, you know, they're legally entitled to do so. But, you know, the rules have been relaxed, and the rules are very shady in some areas as to, you know, what lines are where and when you'll be able to cross, when you're going to cross them. And so these groups are very good at going up to those lines and maybe not crossing them, but certainly, you know, pressing the boundaries, we'll say.
And I can't let you get away without talking about something called lion attacks. This was a story. It's up again because there was, a circus in Ukraine or something like that?
That's right. Just a few days ago, there was a circus in Ukraine where two lions, at least, and the video of this is incredible if you see it, they basically go after this trainer that's in the ring with them. You know, they look like they're mauling him. Now, we were told that the trainer had to have emergency surgery, but that he's in stable condition. But, boy, if you see this video, it is incredible. I mean, they look like they're really tearing at the guy. And then, you know, they tried to hose these lions down with water, and they kept coming at him and another trainer. And it was a really wild scene. You know, we had gone to the Washington's National Zoo to talk to an expert about this, and he said, but look, you know, these big cats in captivity, at the National Zoo, they don't even go in the yards with them. They don't go near them at all. They deal with them from behind protected barriers. They do not get next to these animals as they do in circuses and in some Vegas acts and other places. And he says that's their golden rule, number one. And number two, you know, when you're playing with these things and you get down on all fours and you at least mimic something that may be a threat to them, they'll snap. They're very high-strung animals, and it looks like we've seen some of that.
Well, and it was just this weekend was the anniversary of this big Siegfried and Roy accident. So, I mean, these are animals. These are wild animals.
These are wild cats that are predators and, you know, probably not meant to be kept in captivity. And you know, if you keep them in captivity, maybe in a zoo environment where they have a large yard and some places to roam. But, you know, I think it raises all sorts of questions as to whether they should be used in circuses and some of these acts. And I think, you know, you're seeing some evidence of how it can go wrong, clearly.